Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I'm your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. Well, today is January 31st. I can't believe this month has flown by, but it's a good way to end the month by doing a podcast. You're going to learn a lot from these podcasts. I try to make them as educational as possible. So the last two podcasts were very important if you're planning on remodeling. I did a podcast on what homeowners don't know about remodeling but should. You should know the nomenclature. You should know what a toe kick is, what a soffit is, especially if you're using a contractor and they point out these items or talk about them. You don't want to feel like you're missing the boat. So you should learn the names of different things and mostly what people are talking about if you're going to work on a project with, hopefully, a contractor. Cabinet construction is real important to know. When somebody says, this is a frame cabinet or this is a frameless cabinet, you should actually know. Now, I have covered a lot of this stuff in past podcasts, but certainly, if you have any questions, you can look on Google or whatever platform you use to find out questions and answers. But quickly, a frameless construction doesn't have a face frame. It is the most popular right now and probably will always be. Undermount sinks versus top mount sinks. You can't have a top mount sink if you're using a laminate countertop. Laminate meaning Formica or any other brand of plastic. There is a certain way of doing an undermount sink, but I don't think a lot of people know how to do that. So undermount sinks are great with granite, engineered stone. And if your plumber or contractor insists on using a top mount sink, don't do it. The whole idea of an undermount sink is to keep the area clean. You don't have that gunk buildup around the rim of the sink. So undermount sinks are the way to go, both in kitchens and bathrooms. Most important, you should know what a change order is. And I've talked about this in that podcast. Change orders are something to avoid unless absolutely necessary. They will bring up your price of your project. And those change orders can mount up. And so if you don't want to have a change order and you want to keep within the budget, you want to be able to talk to your contractor and say things like, okay, this is the kind of faucet I want. These are the kind of items that I want to use in the project. If you don't mention that and your project starts and you find that he's done something you don't want to do, it might mean that you have to have a change order. And that will delay your timeline and bring up your price. And so that's why I'm against change orders unless they're totally necessary. The last podcast was don't start your project without a plan. Otherwise, you're going to plan to fail. So you have to have all your ducks in a row to, you know, say what everybody else says. I know that's overused, but having a plan makes the project go faster, and you will know what you're ending up with. The last thing you want to do is build as you go. And that means, and I've seen this a lot, where sometimes a contractor will say, well, you know, you're doing this, but we could add a couple of feet or we could move this wall. And you've already started the project. You should know what to expect. And if you start changing things in the middle, you don't have a plan. You know, like I said, you're going to build as you go. So the other thing is to help your timeline, have all your items ordered and hopefully delivered, or you know what the delivery dates are so that those products are not stopping the project from going forward. So that is not a good way to do a project. Unless you're doing it yourself and you have a year to do it and you're just taking your time, there Again, if it's a kitchen, then your kitchen is out of commission for a long time. And so you have to set up a temporary kitchen, or if you have kiddos, you know, everything is in turmoil. So plan ahead, plan to do things the right way, not off the top of your head. Oh, I think I'm going to do this wall today and we'll demo the cabinets and we'll get new cabinets. And then maybe in 6 months, we'll do the other wall. It's not going to work that way. So plan on doing your project before you start. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about how the projects that give you the best return. Of course, they're kitchens and bathrooms. It's always been this way. It will always be this way. Kitchens and bathrooms are the only rooms in the house when you're going to sell it where the fixtures, or we'll call the cabinets furniture, come with the house. Otherwise, people are buying an empty living room, an empty bedroom, an empty family room. And if they don't have an imagination, they're going to walk into these rooms and, you know, they're just going to look like blank big boxes. But your kitchen and your bathroom sell the house. Believe it or not, I know you've heard this a million times, but these are the rooms that are very important when you're selling a house. So if you're going to renovate, or if you're going to remodel or just do a little bit, and you're going to live in that house for 5 years, you're going to want to do it the way you want because you're going to be living there. If you're thinking of selling the house or flipping the house, that's a totally different game plan. If you're thinking of remodeling to sell, cross your fingers that the people that buy your house really like your remodel. Possibly they are coming in with the idea of ripping everything out. So to do an expensive faucet in the kitchen or just the granite countertops over cabinets that are falling apart, it's not going to work. You know, you might find a buyer that says, yeah, I'm not buying this house for the granite. We're going to gut it because the cabinets are falling apart because the floor plan isn't good. So you've got to think about that. You can sell as is and save the money so that you're not putting in items that potential buyers won't go for. So it's an as-is sale, save your money. But if you're going to remodel to sell in 5 years, I would say it would be important to look at your neighborhood, and you don't want to overprice in the neighborhood. In other words, if your neighborhood has, well, say, we'll say 2,000 square feet, and the kitchens are a good size, but nobody is putting in a $15,000 freestanding professional range, and you can eliminate that from your wish list because you're going to sell within 5 years, then I would do it because that's going to throw off your budget. Also, by using a stove or a range like that, then you're hoping that the person who walks in the house to buy it is going to be a gourmet cook or likes that idea of having a huge range. Maybe they don't cook and it doesn't really matter to them. So you're eliminating those buyers. It's always good to look around and see what's popular. So let's talk about doing a project where you're going to stay in the house 5 years. You're typically going to remodel that because you want to change the function of the kitchen or the area. You think that it's not working for you, and the big thing right now is maybe the open floor plan, although there are a lot of people who are not agreeing with me. I do think that a lot of people like the floor plan, but not everybody's going to like an open floor plan. I particularly do like them. I like the idea of opening up the kitchen to a family room, have an eating area in there. I have read a lot of things about people who don't like the open floor plan. I haven't met any of these people, but they're saying they like the privacy idea. They like having a place to go read a book. Well, you've got the rest of the house to do that. And I keep saying, that's what sometimes bedrooms are for. Have a nice chair in your bedroom, or maybe your children can do their homework in their bedroom. Gone are the days when everything has to be done in this great room. So even if you have a piano, you can't play the piano if you're watching TV, and that's a big concern of people. But really, how many people have a piano? So getting back to remodeling, if you're going to stay in the house, you could paint the cabinets if they're in good condition. Because, I hate to say this, but oak wood cabinets are out of style, unless you're happy with them, then keep them. How many times have I said, this is your house? You do what you want to do. You can live in it any way you want, but you could change out the appliances, change out the lighting, the flooring. That's a remodeling project, and you want to do it right. You want to do it for you so that your kitchen is functional. It works well for you and your family. Well, talking about remodeling, I want to talk about appliances. Usually, remodeling includes getting new appliances. And again, I've talked so many times about getting the appliances that work for you. If you're a gourmet cook, then there's some appliances that will work perfect for you. If you're a microwave person and you just like to do those quick meals, don't spend a lot of money on a very expensive range. Don't forget, you're planning on staying in this house for 5 years or more. So look into Monogram's appliances. They are fantastic. And I like the idea that they're made in America, and hopefully most other appliances are made in America, but I know for a fact that Monogram is, and I have been down at their factories in Louisville, and I'm very impressed with them. They have smart appliances, and you can control them with their Smart HQ app, or you don't have to get the app if you don't feel comfortable with that. But as I've said, many appliance companies introduce their new products in February at the Kitchen and Bath Show. This year it's in Vegas. And Monogram as well will be introducing some really cool products. So if you're interested in Monogram, you can go online, monogram.com. I suggest that if you're serious and you're getting ready to remodel, your appliances are the first thing on your list that you want to start investigating. They actually control the placement of the kitchen if you're doing a total remodel. Go to the showroom and check out the Monogram appliances, and possibly if they have a working kitchen, you can see them in action. You can touch and feel and try them. A lot of these showrooms offer cooking classes, and that would be ideal. I'm always letting people know what the schedules are for the cooking classes. I think it's a very important thing to do. You don't want to get an appliance, put it in your kitchen, and you go, you know, we're not really going to use this appliance, and I don't know how to use it. Don't spend money unwisely. So that's monogram.com. You can go on their website and see what's new. So getting back to remodeling, you want to, if you want to change the layout of the home, or change the major bulk of the kitchen, that's a remodel. I wanted to talk about renovating. That's a whole different ball game. You know, and it's interesting because sometimes we go, well, we're renovating the kitchen, but they use that term when you're going to restore an old house, or if a house burnt down and it's a total redo. Boy, that's a total renovation. Or if you buy an old house that hasn't been lived in for a while, and you've got the enthusiasm, the money, and the creativity to restore this old house, and a lot of people get a kick out of that, have your plan ready. That's going to take time to do, especially if you're doing it yourself. But that's always a good way to spend your time and money, and almost to invest in something in property. and you'll get your money out of it, most likely. But talking about getting your money out of a project, if you go off the beaten path of picking items that nobody is really using, you know, I mean, there's an appliance that was out there where you can actually grow your own grass in a refrigerator if you like alfalfa, if you like that in a salad, or you know, any other plant products. I don't think too many people are going to go for that, so don't spend your money on that. Spend your money on the most important things. First of all, a top-rated range, a good dishwasher, a fantastic refrigerator that's going to work for you. There are several refrigerator styles on the market. As you know, I've talked about this, built-ins, freestanding, counter depth, double door, bottom freezer, you know, refrigerator drawers. I mean, there's tons. So get these appliances that will work for you, that are functional for you, that you like the look of, that will work. And the placement of them is very important. And so when you're remodeling your kitchen and you're doing a floor plan, place the appliances strategically so that they will work. So you're not going from the sink to a refrigerator that's at the way end of the kitchen, so that it's not feasible to go from sink to refrigerator to cooktop without getting out of breath. I mean, literally, I have seen kitchens where, to me, they weren't planned properly. So think about that when you're remodeling. The other important thing is to maybe remodel a bathroom. A lot of people are doing that because, number one, it's a smaller room to do. So they start off with remodeling their bathroom. Mainly, it's the master bath. And they have to, you know, plan ahead. If you're going to remodel your bathroom, hopefully you have a second bathroom to use in the house. And look into things that are out of date. Certainly, if you've been looking at Pinterest, or if you've been reading any articles or seeing any pictures of the newer bathrooms, you've noticed that bathroom tubs are not in decks anymore. I'm so glad that that style went out. Now, the freestanding bathtub is the important thing in the bathroom. But like I've said, if you never take a bath, but you think that selling the house will happen faster if you have a freestanding tub because that's what everybody's looking for, then go for it. But if you're going to live in that house and you never take a bath, go with the important shower with all of the features, the rain head, the seat, the body sprays, and don't forget the grab bars. I have talked about that many times, and I will be doing another podcast about accessible houses, accessible kitchens and baths. But getting back to the bathroom, make sure that you use a vanity that's up at 36 inches high. Stay away from vessel sinks in master bathrooms. I have read many times that people like the look, but once they put it in their bathroom, it's a maintenance issue. So go with practical. The important things in a bathroom will sell the house. And that's always important. You know, if you're selling a house, you want to have it very attractive. You don't want to do something that's outlandish. You know, I keep saying, I have seen a lot of houses on Zillow where you'll see, well, I know it's popular, black cabinets. Well, that means that your buyer has to be a certain type. But if you go with generic things, in other words, things that are not so trendy but more timeless, you've got a better chance of selling your house. So I just talked about the bathroom, and of course that leads into Studio 41. They have the greatest supply, or they've got the greatest display of bathroom fixtures. That's their mainstay. They have several showrooms in Illinois, sprinkled all around Illinois, and I don't live there, but the people who do have great choices. And they have one in Scottsdale, which I frequent with my clients. That is my source to get all of my plumbing fixtures, cabinet handles, which is an unbelievable selection. And they also have cabinetry. In Illinois, they also sell tile and windows. They don't do that in Scottsdale. But you can go on their website, and that's shopstudio41.com. That's the number 41, shopstudio41.com. If you live outside of the Illinois area or out of the Scottsdale area, you can always shop online. They'll be very willing to help you. But they have great showrooms. Check out their website. You'll be impressed. So I hope this podcast was useful and helpful for people who are planning on remodeling. You know, it's so important. It's not just something that you go, you know, I think I'm going to remodel this weekend. It's something you have to plan. I'm noticing that the supply chain getting better with certain items. You don't have to wait 3 months for an appliance, especially with Monogram. They have a lot in stock. Usually for your plumbing needs, it's about 2 to 4 weeks. If you do like something that takes 6 months, you don't want to start your project before you know that you're getting this or it's in your hand. There's a lot of things to plan when you want a successful project. I hope this you enjoyed today's show. And I hope that you subscribe on the platform that you're using to listen to these podcasts. I know there's over probably a million podcasts out there, and hopefully you're enjoying mine and you're sharing it with your friends, especially if you have friends that are going to remodel. I try to cover everything and make these podcasts definitely an educational item before you remodel. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to nancyhugo.com. I do have a website, tells all about me, and it's got a lot of the before and afters and some videos, all education, of course. I guess I got stuck on that, but I enjoy it. And if you want to email me on any questions or problems that you're having with your remodels, you can email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. Well, hopefully you've been subscribing, because my next podcast is going to be really interesting. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise. And I hope you all stay safe and have a great day.